Billy. In the garbage. Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates. People. Dead people coming back to life. People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it? All that horror crap?
Yeah, that's on my laptop, but, like, I don't know if it was trying to create a different name or a different profile or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
So, okay.
We'll see. I guess we'll find out next Sunday. I don't know.
Got it. Okay, that's it. I didn't know, excuse me, if it was usable or anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always do this on my laptop, which the laptop's good. It was just my work computer that kind of fucked up.
Got it. Okay, so hey, Joe, how was your week, eh?
Well, fuck, it was good until tonight, you know, fucking with all this computer shit and, like, all just to record a fucking podcast that only 3 or 4 people listen to. Yeah, fucking great, man.
We're
how about your
20s
week?
Now.
Oh, okay, 20 people listening. That's fucking great.
No, we're into the 20s.
Oh, yeah, the 2020s, yes, yes.
And one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had that shit, the hot poker, shoved up in my leg. So that was something. I had to get naked from the waist down in the doctor's office. And that room just happened to be in front of a giant window in the parking lot. I was, all right, fuck it, let it ride. So then I did that, and then I had to, like, walk across their office into a next room. So, you know, I was kind of waving at the receptionist. I'm not sure why they didn't have me just do this in one room that didn't have windows. But maybe it was just, like, a little funny thing on me. And they get, like, right up to your balls and shit. So, I mean, they're fiddling around and stuff, so it wasn't the most comfortable position to be in. And then they had me on, like, a inclining table. I felt like the fucking monster, like I should pop off that shit and throw a little girl in the lake.
And you could still walk after this shit, or no?
Yeah, they just gave me a Valium that I wasn't going to take, but they said, oh, you got to take it here. So I said, oh, you fucks. So I did that, but I could have definitely done it without it, because they were, like, sticking you with needles, like, every couple of inches up your leg. So, I mean, they were deadening it and all that garbage, so I'm not even sure why they prescribed me Valium.
Well, just so they can charge your fucking insurance company is what it is, you know?
Here's
$300 Valium. You know, that, yeah, we want you to take it here so you don't go sell it for $25 somewhere.
Oh, I got one left. You in the market?
I don't even know what that shit goes for. I just made up that number. I fucking have no idea what pills go for.
Oh, yes, you do. And then yesterday I did a couple live streams. One where I started drinking and painted a custom forever face. And then one that I've really been drinking because everybody went to sleep. And that was on the old podcast Facebook page. Like, starting that one out, I forgot what I was doing, blow drying or something. I looked at the screen and I got a text. And I was, oh, shit, Bill's fucking hit me up. And wants to talk now at like 3 a.m. when I'm wasted. So it's all right. We got to cut that stream. So cut that, waited like 10 minutes or so for him to call. I was all right, I'm going back to painting. So started the stream again, and I mean finished the mask and everything. Kept drinking, and then it was like, oh, I don't know, 4 o'clock or something. Oh, sorry, man, you still up? Yeah, I guess I am. I'm a lot more drunk now. So then we were on the phone for like an hour, and then I got all hyped up for the video that we're doing. So, you know, I drank some more and just kept replaying the song a lot very loudly, which I'm sure the neighbors didn't appreciate at like 5 in the morning. But I was amped and excited, but now I'm feeling it a little bit today.
Rotate device, Tom. Rotate device.
That's what you should do.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did have it.
With you flipping your shit around over and over and over.
I definitely did have it the right way that it always was. I don't know why it did that, but at that point, it was like, fuck. So, yeah, I've been slowing it down to one night a week.
Yeah. Okay, good, good.
Unfortunately, that one night a week is, fuck it, I'm drinking, so let's do it. So I got to work on that.
You might want to do that, Tom.
I got a lot of stuff coming up to do, and I can't afford having these days where, I didn't really plan on doing much today since I got the 150 of those masks done. I was all right, I was taking it easy. I mean, I could have done a little something, but, you know, I just didn't want to after all that. So I definitely got to work on that shit.
So did you talk to Bill about the baseball variant? You know, that's going to be a good one, a fucking really good one.
Yeah, I did ask if I could make you one with the Tejano flag on it. But unfortunately, he's got to pay. No freebies around here. Joe wants that mask. He's got to pay.
Oh, fuck it. I'll make it myself then. I know how to do so from a day, you know.
But no, it was a good...
You think anybody else knows how to make pinatas? Fuck no. That's going to be the biggest stuff ever.
I thought it was pronounced pinata. Mm. Sorry.
I'll just spell it with a Z.
Oh, shit.
Hooligan.
What else? Yeah, it was a week. I mean, that was Wednesday. That took a day. The holes all healed, I guess, mostly. There's still, like, little pin marks and shit going up where they stuck me. And then I had a big bruise, like, by my ball bag, because that's where they the hot poker went all the way in. They went a little bit below my knee and then just, like, siphoned that fucker up.
Do you feel a difference?
You know, yeah, it's still swelling up. So when I go back Wednesday, I'll be like, is this a gradual thing or is it supposed to happen?
Did they ever tell you, like, why is this happening? You know, it's just like why is your body generating this pus that's filling up your leg?
There's a shitty vein.
Uh-huh.
Like, people just get shitty veins, and then it doesn't work as good as it's supposed to. Like, they used to just rip them out of your fucking legs. Like,
right, you think that's the way to do it, you know? That's like, fuck, this vein ain't working right anymore, let's get it out of there.
But now they just shimmy the hot poker into your vein and zap you in the beanbag. So we'll see.
All right.
I think they added too much padding on the gauze when they wrapped it on top, because now I got like a fucking, it looks like a rash line from where that was, and it was a lot, so I couldn't really bend my knee, and that was uncomfortable as shit. I would say that was the most uncomfortable part of this whole thing. Well, besides showing fucking strangers walking by the window my dick.
Yeah. Hey, there's that mask guy.
I was wearing a mask, though, so at least there was... Unfortunately, that mask said DWN Production.
He's finally working on his next movie, it looks like.
Oh, shit. just what the doctor ordered.
That shit writes itself.
Yeah, I mean, they were tinted windows. You know, you'd think they'd be like those privacy windows, but I checked just to make sure. It's like, yeah, you could see. If you wanted to look through that, you can see my little ping-a-ling hanging out.
Hey, big shout out to my wife for helping me set up to fucking record tonight, because I've been constantly reminded in the past 2 weeks how much I suck with computers, what with my fucking computer going down and then like having to like put all kinds of shit on my new computer, and it's like I don't fucking remember these passwords or, you know, even what site we do this shit on. So like tonight was just a fucking big headache. And thanks Lisa for taking care of this shit. And we can give these, you know, 8 people that listen, I'm doubling our numbers just in prospects and hope that 8 people will be listening tomorrow. So let's anyway, shoot, Tom, you like
let's shoot for 33. Let's shoot for 33 listeners on this one, Joe.
Okay. You like roller skating, don't you?
I used to when I was a child, and then you know how the schools had, oh, the fucking skating rink night, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I forgot what happened, but I think I was, like, putting my foot up on a bench or something to tie the skate, and then I just slipped back and broke my wrist. So I stopped after that.
Oh, shit, you quitter.
Then I started ice skating, though, so there was that.
Oh, okay, I've never been ice skating.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
And, like all these kids that are on the fucking ice skater, not just kids, as adults, and they're using the inline skating, you know, the roller blades. They're fucking show-offs to me, you know, with their fucking little lines of fucking wheels and stuff. And some of them even have wheels that light up, you know, when they roll around. Fucking, you know, get out of here with that shit. But, yeah, I mean, I hadn't done that in quite a while. It was the girl, she doesn't have a name that sounds like a country, so I can't just say that, but it was her birthday, so we did that.
Oh, and happy birthday, Albania.
Yeah, and who fucking knew that roller skating rinks can be open during this time of COVID?
Well, you're in Texas.
Yeah, and like, it was the parking lot was crowded as fuck, so I'm thinking, God damn, this way.
Teenagers hanging out, drinking beers.
But it's just like half the people that are there are skating. The other are just like, eh, I brought my kids out here or whatever. No, they don't sell beer. And that's a big fucking disappointment. If they had like an adult roller skating thing where they sold beer and like fights broke out and shit, that would be awesome. That would be really fucking good.
They just opened an entertainment center by me that they do have a bar and a roller skating rink and mini golf and bumper cars and shit. So that'll be interesting. Fortunately, I don't drink anymore. So
Right. You don't. Just one day out of the week. So you have to plan it ahead of time. Yeah. Drinking, that's a thing of the past. You know, it's just... My eyes were open after that one show, Tom. It's, yeah. No. No good. No bueno, as we say.
Did you receive any words of encouragement?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nobody gives a fuck.
Well, I think a guy with a fake British accent did.
Oh, yes, I did. Because I have that on my list of things I watched. But, we'll go ahead and start with that. I received what's known as a cameo. And what you do with a cameo is you pay celebrities, quote, celebrities, that are no longer, like, making money working. So they have to, like, sell, like, cameo appearances on your phone. So they'll send you a video message. And I got a good one from what's the guy's real name?
Daniel Davis from Star Trek.
Daniel Davis, the guy that played Willow, and Leprechaun. So he sent me a video as Niles the butler telling me to lay off the sauce, which was funny, but then he starts confessing about his alcoholism and shit too, which is like, well, man, this isn't funny. This is just kind of sad.
Well, I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
I probably shouldn't even be saying this, T-shirt. But, you know, calling me by my first name, T-shirt. Yeah. It was a thing. If you guys want to see this, go on over to the DWN
Productions. Unfortunately, Kyle's getting bumped this week, but you'll definitely be able to hear it at the end of this episode.
All right. Yeah, it's a very heartfelt message from a fellow tippler.
Oh, your friends and family care about you. I don't know you. That was great, and then he kept going out of his fake accent.
Yeah. You know. I mean, he tried to do his Niles thing, and, like, man, that was, like, really fucking lame. It got funny after that, when he got serious. Then it was really funny.
And I thought it was very reasonable. After watching all those nanny episodes, I was just like, yeah, $30, you can, that's fine.
So I'm guessing you got on the Cameo site and you have to have looked around a bit and saw who else is there, right? Who else did you see? And
no, like, I got an ad because I've been posting that nanny shit. So I got an ad. Oh, these guys are on Cameo. The fucking Mr. Sheffield guy wants some ridiculous amount of money. It's like, go get fucked. But yeah, fucking $30 for Niles, that's a steal.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, like, what the breakdown is for Cameo themselves. Do they keep 10 and he gets 20? You know, I don't, you know, it's,
oh, I'm
it's
sure
a pretty good
a
little scam.
I use the coupon code, though.
All right.
So I got it a little cheaper. I'm sure he got his cut. That'd be awesome if he got it and he saw that fucking, they used a coupon code. Yeah, I think that was a good $30 spent. I had a good laugh. I got that right on the drive home from the insplasion or whatever the fuck they did to my leg.
Yeah, there's a name for that process, but who fucking knows? They make up all that shit. Hey, so today, a big day for sports. We already covered the Puppy Bowl? I think we did, right?
And the last time we tried to record.
Okay, well, you know, Team Ruff, they pulled it out of the fire the last few seconds. They came in and scored. It was a... If you like wrestling, there's no reason you shouldn't like the Puppy Bowl because it is just as orchestrated. The only thing is they have time to go through and edit everything and, like, fucking put together a show. Instead of, you know, it's live and these guys got to roll with it. But still, if you like doggos, this is some fun shit and cute shit to watch. They had Snoop Dogg for some reason and I forget that cooking show lady that went to prison.
Martha Stewart.
You know, giving recipes and shit and something. And then our first lady, Jill Biden, she came out there and made a little speech with her dogs and, yeah. But the dogs did their job. It's always cool to watch this shit. I like watching it every year.
Yeah, this is the first year I missed it because I fucked the pig last night. So, I just woke up for a little bit, then went back to bed.
What were you drinking, Tom?
Oh, what I had, I think, 9 beers and 4 rum and cokes in a pint glass.
But you're no longer smoking, right?
No, I haven't for years.
Okay, all right.
A couple years.
Not smoking tobacco or...
Oh, hey, come on now.
Or anything else?
I was doing some of that.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering, like, what, where your parameters are.
I don't know. What do you want me to say to that?
I don't know. Like, you'll, I mean, just tell me. Yeah, I'll do a line every once in a while, or yeah, I'll like fucking you know, do an EpiPen for my diabetes or whatever. You know.
No, that's for the psoriasis.
Yeah, psoriasis of the liver or whatever.
No, that's cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis. Yeah, all this shit sounds the same, man. How does anybody pass the medical exams?
Yeah, going through this whole ablation, that's what it was, this whole leg thing,
mm-hmm.
It became very evident that it's a business. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but this whole medical thing is definitely a business.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
It's just these doctors are just renting out space in these fucking medical buildings and shit. It's, yeah, it's definitely, definitely, hey, we're here to help. We're here to help, but cha-ching.
Yeah, a lot of the medical shit, a lot of the insurance stuff, it's a big fucking money scam, but they hopped onto it before we could, so more power to them, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how I feel about that. You know, but we're not going to get into that. But
this isn't
know.
A political show, you fucks. We talk about movies like X-Files, Fight the Future. This is a movie that came in between season 4 and 5 of the X-Files. And I'll tell you what, if you're a fan of the X-Files, this is a pretty good movie. If you don't watch the show, there's no reason to watch it. It's like you'll be lost. You won't give a fuck. A lot of the jokes will be meaningless to you. It's one of these weird things. It's made for fans of the show. And I guess the show was that big at the time that it warranted, like, hey, we can make a movie out of this. And maybe they sold enough tickets. I don't know. I didn't look any of that up. But it's just like, I don't know. Are there any shows like that now that are big enough that we're like, hey, we can throw a fucking movie out there and keep our show running?
I mean, Trailer Park Boys did it. It's just shit's kind of TV and shit's kind of changed.
Right.
With the coronavirus. No, some of them were.
Were they?
They're like in Canada.
Like swearing it?
Shit? No, they were in Canadian theaters.
Okay.
Was this the first movie?
Yeah, this was the first movie from like 96 or fuck, well, maybe not that old. I don't know.
Didn't they have a couple?
Yeah, 2006, if I'm right, this movie came out. And then they did another one.
That's not the first one then, is it?
Yeah. They did another one that came out in like 2012 or somewhere along the line. It was a pretty far distance.
I thought they had one when the show was going, like in the 90s.
That was this one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't fucking know. Like I said, the show had already been on for 5-6 years when this came out.
Yeah, I think I seen a couple episodes here and there when it originally aired, because I think they'd play like a censored version of Tales from the Crypt before or after it or something. So it was funny as shit.
Oh, Edge.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Rest and empowerment.
Mm.
So were you an X-Files fan?
Yeah, I dug the show. It was something that came on at the time. There wasn't many like shows like this. Like the influence of Kolchak, the Night Stalker, is pretty big, and then the whole like alien conspiracy stuff of the 70s, you know, so it had like your ongoing narrative about the characters, and then it had like your Monster of the Week episode, you know, or like, oh shit, here's the Jersey Devil, like, and of course they never fucking solve anything, so they keep going like that for years and years and years. I thought the show was on for like 12 years or so.
Yeah, I remember it being big. It just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, wasn't your thing, Tom.
I was more into watching Hercules, the legendary journey.
God bless that man. He's a good Christian, you know.
Yeah, he was in a few of them movies. I don't think any of them made our list. But
so did you watch the spinoff, the Xena?
No, that I didn't. And I really didn't watch Hercules that much. My dad did sometimes, but I thought it was whack. Like, it just looks cheap and shitty. Plus, it's an old period piece thing.
It looked really shitty.
Yeah, there was no fucking way I was going to watch Xena then. And then Bruce Campbell's little fruit show where he was in the West. Fuck all that shit.
Well, I think Bruce Campbell was also in Xena.
Oh, was he? Was he selling soup?
I don't know, but it was like, I don't know, Bruce Campbell fans would let you know exactly, oh, he was in this episode number one, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, what the fuck, I didn't, that was a real niche thing like that, and I guess you can lump like Battlestar Galactica into that kind of thing. I just never gotten any of that. Stargate, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Stargate was the fucking sliders.
Yeah, that comes on Comet. I give no fucks about that, and then you get into like Quantum Leap.
There was like another like a something Earth something, I don't know. Yeah, but there was all these fucking like little shows like that that like maybe went 2-3 years. But that fucking Stargate, that went on fucking forever. Might still be going on now.
You ever see V? You'd have to see that, right?
I saw the original one. I never saw like the remakes that they made or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even bother with that one that came out 10 years or so ago.
Well, yeah, even the original ones, when I saw them as a kid, I was like, hey, this kind of sucks.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, it was, oh, wow, they're eating a fucking mongoose or whatever the
a fuck. Mouse.
Whatever, oh. And I didn't know that was, you know, he wasn't Freddy Krueger at the time, but yeah, fuck that dude, still.
Well, it was nice to see Robert Englund before he was Freddy Krueger and just...
English.
Living off of that.
Robbie English, they call him.
Mm.
He's a spy.
I watched a few Godzilla movies.
Which
I rewatched.
Because they're all the same, unless you...
No, they're not all of the same. A lot of them are, and we'll get to that. But GMK, that's one of the best ones. Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, Monsters All Out Attack, Giant Monsters All Out Attack. That's why you call it GMK.
What era would this be?
I think it's Millennium.
Okay.
This is the one where Godzilla looks like a fucking demon with the milk white eyes and shit. And fucking, this is the only one where Ghidorah's a good guy. It's like Ghidorah, Mothra, and I think it was Baragon. They're like guardian monsters, and Godzilla's just coming to fuck shit up. It's directed by the dude who did the Gamera trilogy.
Is Mothra always a good guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Girl.
Right, that's what I seem to remember, but I haven't seen any of this shit. And so Mothra had a couple of solo flicks, right?
A few, yeah.
All right.
I would say check out GMK. That's a good new one to watch. Newer one to watch. And you'll be like, oh, you know, they kind of are all the same, but this is awesome. Because you can get, like, into the Showa area where it's garbage. And, I mean, there's some garbage all around. There was one fucking movie where it was just made up of clips from other movies. And that, what was it? Attack, Kill All, Destroy All Monsters, maybe? One of those? Something like that. And then I watched a couple that I haven't seen before. First one was Godzilla vs. Megaguirus. It had some real, real bad CG. And that really took me out of it. Like, the design of Mega Gearus was cool. If the CG just didn't look so awful, it would have been all right, but it was some dog shit ass CG.
So this is much more recent then, if they're using CG?
Well, I mean, CG's been around for a while, but these movies are probably, I don't know, 2000s-ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, what I mean by more recent. They're not, like, from the 70s or...
No.
Okay.
No. Definitely not. They were made after Godzilla 1998. And then what I got, Godzilla vs. Destroyer, which this is not awesome.
Destroyer.
The monsters look okay, but they move kind of shitty. And this just kind of comes off as like an updated Showa era Godzilla movie.
Are these people in suits or no?
Yeah. Godzilla's melting down in this one, ready to explode. So it looks cool. Yeah, you can see like him burning inside and smoke and shit's coming off him. Like, there's some cool stuff in it, but it's just, it's another one of those, I guess it's kind of just another Godzilla movie. So there's good ones in there. Like, Final Wars, that's great, just because it's batshit crazy, and it's Godzilla going and fighting, like, every Godzilla from every medium up until that point. He goes and beats the shit out of the 1998 Godzilla. I think he actually kicks him in the dick. Can't remember, though. It's great.
I have that movie for some reason.
Final Wars?
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I think maybe it's because the guy that directed Versus may have directed that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember that. But give it a shot. That one and GMK for sure. And those are both Millennium era ones. So.
Right. Well, they've got a shitload of the earlier Godzilla movies on the... the HBO, whatever the fuck it is.
Max?
Yeah, Max.
Yeah, that's... I'm guessing it's the Showa era. And those are... like, it starts out with the original one where he's a, like a monster.
Yeah.
And then it, no, then it just gets goofy.
Right, kind of like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, but a lot more goofy.
I don't know.
Like, the only one I have left is, to watch is, what is it, Godzilla vs. Gigan? And I just really don't want to because it's the Showa era, plus it's a fucking giant robot, and I don't really care about giant robots. It's a stupid bird-looking thing. Yeah, so I'll watch that sometime and be like, oh, yeah, it sucked.
I watched a movie called Ravage. This is a one of them rape revenge movies, Tom. But the difference with this one is it doesn't linger on the rape. They don't even show the rape, really. It's not like these movies where it's just exploiting the rape. Some of these movies, it's like, hey, that's the whole movie. That's half of the movie is this fucking rape. The difference here with this one is like, this chick, she comes out with a gun blazing. You know, she kills a guy right off the bat, and she knows how to handle herself aside from being raped. And, you know, she's fighting back the whole time. So it's different, but yeah, it doesn't end well for her. Yeah, spoiler alert, they fucking do that whole Indian torture thing where they cut up a cow and they sew her up inside it. And
what?
Yeah.
What is this, Midsummer?
It's kind of fucked up, but yeah, sorry, it's so a decent far. Flick, man. If you know, it's much more balanced than the rape revenge kind of shit. You know, all these genres, they have their tropes and shit like this. This one
comic tropes
kind of tries to break away from comic tropes. Yeah, no, I dug it, man. I was surprised by it. I thought it was just going to be a piece of shit, but it was good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Some good apple juice.
Sure it is.
I think I'll get some more.
I mean, I'm going to drink some apple juice. It's so good, I'm slurring the words.
Open this can of apple juice over here.
Did you guys hear that? The nice... Looks like Joe needs another pep talk from Niles, the butler from The Nanny. Oh, that was terrific. Oh, it's all right. He's just drinking Miller Lite. Might as well drink his own piss.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, don't fall over, dude. What do I got? Oh, fucking... A new channel showed up on the old TV called The Griot. And I guess it's fucking like BET for antenna television.
Oh, I thought it was like
the Griot version
of BET. Okay.
No. But yeah, they were showing some good shit. I watched Blackula and then Scream, Blackula, Scream. I mean, I have the DVDs, but fuck it. They're playing it on TV. All right. Then they played Penitentiary 1 and 2. I watched that. Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
And then what was coming on? Getting Even with Richard Roundtree.
I watched don't think some I've of seen that.
No. Yeah, it's not worth a fuck. You follow around a cracker most of the time. Then they had other shit on there, like Bucktown's on the schedule, Black Mama, White Mama, JD's Revenge. I guess each month they just have rotating movies and shit, but yeah, it's fucking, it's definitely going to be on in the nighttime in the shop. So
is this a Blaxploitation channel, or is this just because it's Black History Month?
No, it's not a Blaxploitation channel. It's like a black channel for sure, but, they just don't focus on that. It's like entertainment fucking geared towards black people and black empowerment and shit, I guess.
Right, right.
So funny, Joe. You got something against Byron Allen? I guess Ooh. It's his network.
Who's Byron Allen?
I don't know. I just went to the very bare bones website they had and saw his name all over it. That's all right. You're getting Fred Williamson a royalty check, so that's nice of him.
Yeah, he'll take it.
I'm sure Larry Cohan movies will pop up.
Ah, I think next queued up on the TV is Original Gangsters.
Oh, so shit.
I'll be talking about that one next week.
That's a good one. I'll probably watch it.
I watched 13 Assassins.
Ah.
Takashi Miike samurai film. You know, like I said, I'm going through all the shit in my collection, watching, rewatching stuff, and this is fucking good. This is a like, tremendous samurai movie. It's like this guy that like came up directing schlock, you know, just like fuck, I don't even remember some of the early movies he did, but I mean, we'll talk about him a little bit more later, but this is a fucking great movie, man.
Oh, yeah? Great?
If you dig, you know, samurai flicks, and this is up there, I'd say, with the Seven Samurai. It's that fucking good.
Yeah, if it's no Kung Fu Hustle, I don't want to see it. Or Beverly Hills Ninja, classic.
Those don't hold up, man. Rewatch them. They're not that good. They probably won't stay in my collection when I get to them.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch Kung Fu Hustle sometime soon, and it won't hold up because I bought the full-frame version of the DVD.
Yeah, I mean, I rewatched Shaolin Soccer, and it like, well, it made it kind of.
It's all right.
It was good enough to stay in the collection, but man... It's not as great as I remember.
Oh, come on, old Iron Gut and Iron Foot and all the other Iron guys.
Iron Head, yeah. Ugly Girl.
Ironically, Iron Man, not in the movie.
Mm-mm.
the Mandarin is.
Though. I do love that the Americans are the villain, those evil Americans with their sports-enhancing drugs.
Should have been the Brazilians.
Yeah, fucking Brazilians.
I watched, I wasn't going to say I watched Cameo, but we already talked about that. I watched Edge of the Axe. You ever seen this?
Haven't even heard of this.
Yep, not awesome. Just a whatever slasher movie.
Is this a like a budgeted slasher movie or like a low budget bullshit?
I mean, it's okay. I'm sure hardcore slasher fans be like, oh, I love it. It's a slasher movie. I mean, it's okay. The fucking kills and shit aren't anything. I think the guy just had, like, the fucking a sponge on the axe because they don't cut away from when the axe hits somebody. But, I mean, you don't see, like, entrance wounds or anything. It's just, like, the axe hits some of that blood sprays. Like, the fucking shit was made out of a sponge. I mean, that's probably how I would think about pulling that off is... put a sponge full of blood somewhere on a soft axe so when you hit somebody with it, it'll go poof. But it's not like you see the axe going in and making gashes and shit. It's supposed to, you're supposed to see the blood and that's supposed to trick your mind into not looking that it's not going into anything.
Gotta do that quick cut too.
Yep. No, they didn't. They were on it.
Oh, shit.
Like I'm saying, they kept showing you. But no. It didn't leave any gashes or anything.
Hmm.
It's just, you know, just throw sponges at a wall and it'll splatter.
What decade's this movie from?
Oh, I will say late 80s, early 90s. I
so
think
it's got
it was.
Some titties or no?
No.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's not really worth watching. Like I'm saying, if you're a slasher movie fan and that's your shit, you'll probably like it. But, again, as we're learning, that's kind of, you know, the slasher movies fans are usually the, oh, give me everything, I'll eat it all up.
Yeah.
Kind of. They're subscribed to Shudder.
Hey.
Is that on your shirt there, Jason?
No, I mean... we're subscribed to that because it came with Sundance because there was a show on there that Lisa wanted to watch. So I have that by default, and I was going to watch that Psycho Goreman movie because it's a Shudder movie, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they have it there to watch
it's yet. It's not on fucking Shudder. So, eh, fuck them.
They want to make a couple bucks first.
I guess so. I watched
but
a movie
yeah,
called...
you won't like it. I would highly suggest you not wasting your time.
Well, it's not on there, so fuck it.
Well, when
on.
It does, because it will.
Okay. Will it be as bad? Will I turn it off like I did fucking Blood Vessel?
I mean, you won't like it.
All right.
You won't like it. It's like goofy hipster humor and shit.
I watched a movie called Texas Killing Fields.
Where does this take place?
Outside of League City, Texas. This is, like, based on a true story, so it's, like, loosely based on this area outside of League City that's close to a refinery that they've found, like, since the 70s, like, 30 fucking murder victims' bodies have been found there. And if you, like, read the fucking actual report, they don't attribute it all to one serial killers. It's just, like, that's the place to dump your bodies if you're going to kill a bitch or something. The movie's not good. The only good thing I'd say about it is, like, it, like, clued me into this fucking... piece of history or piece of crime history that I didn't fucking know about. The movie's like really choppy. It tries to be like a police procedural. You got one cop that's trying to really do his job and protect people, and you got this other cop that's like a like the uber tough guy motherfucker, and it's just, it's a movie with maybe three good scenes, and the rest of it is just not good. Not a good movie. No, I don't like it, and they should take the word Texas out of the title, because it besmirches our great state, Tom.
What state is that?
The state of Texas. Yeehaw!
Whoa. You settle the fuck down right now. Better quit drinking that cider. Fuck, more like insider, am I right? Waka waka.
We'll get to that. Wait, will we?
I think that's all I got. Looking at my notes, though, I think I forgot to read something. Sorry, dog.
Hey, Tom. So I watched a movie that you'd been, like, keen on, saying, hey, this is the best thing ever. I watched Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, what, Behind the Candelabra?
This is not fucking good, Tom. This is not a good movie.
I mean, it's all right. When we talked about the Harley Quinn movie, I told you I thought that Harley Quinn was better.
Oh, yeah, the Harley Quinn movie is much, much better. This one is trying very hard to be, like, I don't know, edgy with its sexual humor and everything. It didn't fucking make me laugh at all. Except when Colossus came out. You remember those Marvel Superhero Secret Wars action figures?
Oh, they were great. The whole reason that the fucking book was made.
That's what Colossus looked like. Like one of those fucking action figures. He looked awful. And they just made up another fucking Marvel like mutant. Like, I don't know who this little girl was supposed to be.
Come on, what's her name?
I don't even understand her powers.
She's a Negasonic teenage warhead, Joe.
Fuck, see? I mean, obviously you fell in love with her, because you remember her name.
I've got the figure.
That's kind of sickening, Tom. You know, and fuck.
I can't really even remember anything from the first movie and be like, oh yeah, that part was really funny. Like, it was okay. I liked watching it. Its rewatchability is not there. Once you've seen it twice, you kind of seen it. The second one's a little better just because it has like more characters in it. But it's still kind of the same shit.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like bringing in Colossus and your Negasonic girl.
This movie was a gamble. They didn't know they weren't going to make it until Ryan Reynolds leaked some test footage. So they're just like, all right, the internet likes it. So, I mean, they made it cheap to just kind of see what will happen. And then it became, like, the highest grossing rated R movie until The Joker, I think.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I mean, it's understandable.
His suit looked good. They got that right. I'll say that. But then again, you know, like Deadpool's a character I've never really cared for. He's a character that's much, much different now than he was when he was like when he first came out in X-Force or whatever the fuck. But still, you know, it wasn't good. Not fucking good.
I think you don't like it because T.J. Miller's in it.
That too. As soon as he fucking popped up, like I was like, "Who is this dude? I know where's this dude from?" And then finally, it hit me. Oh, no wonder Tom likes this movie because this fuck is in it.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't have any interest to pull that fucking DVD or Blu-ray off the old shelf and watch
it. And you got it, though. You've got it because you fucking like it. You bought it.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, it doesn't have much rewatchability. I saw it. I liked it. I bought the Blu-ray or whatever, watched it again, and the rewatchability is definitely not there.
Well, that's all I watch, Tom.
Yeah, hey, I didn't watch Ravage, you did. Yep, I think that's That's all I got here. And I already wrote Deadpool down because I saw you post that. So, finally, we can rest our aching wrists and drink some water.
I tell you, Tom, my forearm, I thought it would be a lot stronger by now.
But I'm just really tearing open cans of spinach.
No, I mean, I really wasn't stroking it the way I thought I'd be.
Yeah, after the first two episodes, I just started fingering my own asshole.
You gotta need something. It's like, man, I need some kind of stimulation here.
So this week we got T. Mike's imprint.
Yeah.
Did it leave an imprint on you, Joe?
I'll tell you this, Tom. The glaring thing about this one is Billy Drago fucking sucks.
What do you mean?
Don't say that! Man, he is terrible. And did they not notice? I mean, it's like, maybe not, because part of Japanese cinema is a lot of overacting.
Yeah, and I think it has to be a language barrier issue on both ends, because some of the delivery from the Japanese ladies was really fucked off, too.
Like, I mean, why didn't they just do this in Japanese?
Yeah, that really would have helped it if they had this shit. Just read the subtitles. Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Yeah, because this one I thought was pretty good, aside from all the fucking acting, and Billy Drago especially. I mean, it really wasn't bad.
Joe, he was okay.
You know, why did it get banned? I guess because the abortion scenes, the like little stringy babies they were throwing in the river and shit.
Because they just got sick of Aaron fucking Masters of Horror. They're just like, we'll just fucking say this and just save ourselves. Oh, what? You already re-signed it for another season? Well, we'll fix that. Yeah, I'm guessing it was because of the floppy babies floating down a river.
Yeah, I mean, this had some really good shit. It had some stupid shit. But overall,
drinking.
To me, it was a much better episode than most of the other things that we've seen. It's like, hey, they tell these guys, push the boundaries, do whatever you want. And Mike did, and they said, hey, fuck you, dude. I mean, you should push it
too hard. Yeah, I didn't like this one when it came out, but I'm not a T. Mike fan. Rewatching it was okay, but it's just his fucking edgelord shit when he does his wacky torture porn movies. This is kind of the...
Yeah, and that's where he was at that time, you know, like when I watched 13 Assassins, I started thinking about like a lot of these directors, and some of them, yeah, they're stuck in this genre. They're never going to do anything else outside of it. Some of them, like Mike, they broke right out, did other shit. Larry Cohen did other shit. John Carpenter doesn't get a lot of fucking credit for it, but, like, Starman is a really, really good science fiction movie. He's done other shit. But most of these other guys, nah, they're just, like, going to be stuck in this fucking little genre where only people like you, me, and the 33 people that are listening know who the fuck they are. It's just, I don't know, man. It's like,
yeah, I looked at T. Mike's IMDb, and he's done a lot of shit. A lot of it looked like children's programming or movies.
Yeah, all over the place. Yeah.
He, like, had 100 and something shit he directed. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, he does like more shit in a year than most of these guys do in 5 years.
Yeah, I won't watch anything else if his name's on it, just because I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's a very specialized deal, but there's stuff that you would watch. Like if you watched this, and then you watched Not so much 13 Assassins, because I think at that one, he's still transitioning. At the beginning, he still has some kind of edgelord fucked up shit. But if you watch the other samurai movie he did, Harakiri, that's like a straight up drama, man. It's like a straight up drama samurai movie.
You know what I say about that? Save it for your mama.
I don't know if my mom would like the movie, but you know, she doesn't like drama. Subtitles either, you know. But yeah. So, Tom.
What's up, dog?
You like lists?
What are we ranking these?
Masters of Horror ranking from worst to best.
The first.
And I'll tell you this, like, there was like five or six that could have tied for worst. These are not good. I don't recommend that any of you listening go and watch these. We did the fucking hard work for you. Just stay away.
Yeah, it wasn't awesome.
No, what? This is not good shit.
I was a little surprised at the order that it was in, but in the end, it was just like, fuck it, who cares?
Do you still like the theme song, Tom?
Yeah, that's probably the best part about it.
I don't.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. I'd always get excited when I'd start a new episode. I'm like, all right, the theme song's getting me going, and then fucking the Micker's name would pop up. So, Joe, what do you got for number 13?
Chocolat.
And why was this the absolute worst one for you?
This was, the dude getting fucked. And it was just, there was nothing to it to really fucking keep me watching. If there was one that I looked away from or just said, you know what, I'm going to start washing dishes while this one's going on. It just, nothing to captivate you.
Well, my number 13 is something I still joke around with myself in my head from time to time when it lightly rains. And I say, oh, run away from the bliss. And that's Dance of the Dead, the movie that made me realize that just because you made one good horror movie doesn't mean you're awesome.
Like I said, Tom, it was very hard to decide which was the worst of these. Like I said, there was six that could have tied for worst.
So what do you got for number Dance of the Dead? I don't know if I said it, but that's my worst. What do you have for number 12?
The preachy as fuck Homecoming. You know, the anti-war zombies coming back to vote.
My number 13 is one that don't even know if it's horror at all. It was like some weird drama type, supernatural drama, and that's Chocolat. Boo earns, but hey, Maker, you didn't make the absolute worst one in my book, so. Number 11.
Dance of the Dead. Yeah, let's do this whole stripper zombie thing that's, where's the horror in this? There's no fucking horror in this.
The bliss! Ah! I have the fair-haired child. It's really all you got to say.
Yeah.
If you watched it, you know. Number 10.
Well, if I'm going to say who's number 10, Tom, I'm going to say it's going to be Sick Girl. Go back and listen to our Sick Girl episode to get that joke.
I might, if I have time, combine all the Masters of Horror clips together and make one episode, but probably won't happen. Yeah, I was so oh, maybe I'll put them all together and put it on YouTube. That definitely is not going to happen.
That's a bit of editing there.
I just don't have the time. What are we on, 10?
Yes.
This is going to crush you. But that's okay. Fuck you, Joe. I have dreams in the witch house.
Okay, I get it. None of it's going to crush me. Because, like, regardless, whatever I think was best, if somebody says that was the worst one, I'll be like, okay, I get it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. There's no arguing anybody's opinions on any of this.
Oh, and I do want to bring something up. When we started this, I said, oh, I'm going to look for... I'm pretty sure I have some Masters of Horror posters. I don't. I could not find them. So I didn't forget about it, guys. I just didn't. I don't have any left.
Yeah.
So it's probably a good thing. All right. So
number nine. I have Deer Woman. The one about the deer woman. That's all there is to say.
So my number nine isn't, I guess, lower on my list. I mean, it sucks, but it's not at the very bottom of the list because when they pulled the fucking hook of the whole thing, I laughed my fucking ass off for a couple solid minutes. I had to pause the disc when the fucking zombie comes back to vomit. I fucking lost it because that was one of the dumbest fucking things I've ever seen.
So it's this high on your list because it made you crack up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But oh, it's a piece of shit, and that's Homecoming.
All right.
I fucking lost it. Then he just falls over. Oh, at least they got old Joe some sweater money, though, so that's nice. Number eight.
Fair-haired child. Oh, fuck Lori Petty. Ugly bitch. I don't know. Some retarded kid drowns in a little pond in the background. I don't know. This fucking sucks.
Oh, shit. I have the Steven Weber classic, Yennefer. You could have kept that makeup looking like the sketches and shit. That would have been cool.
It would have, yeah.
But, yeah, just, I don't know. If you want to fuck a dog, just go fuck a dog. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, really odd.
Seven.
The one that everybody fucking loves and points to, Cigarette Burns. Yeah, fuck y'all. This is not as good as you think.
I also have Cigarette Burns.
Not as good as y'all think.
Yeah, it's like, what, right in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Number six.
Hackle's Tale. It gets this high because there's, you know, an attractive woman doing a lot of fucking corpse riding. And because my buddy Tom Martino is in it. Otherwise, it would be down in the fucking shit.
I have the one we talked about this week, T. Mike's Imprint. I'm surprised it's not at the very bottom of the list. And we forgot to talk about it. I forgot about that hand thing. When that hand thing came up, I laughed. And I was like, oh, I remember that stupid shit.
The hamburger helper hand. Sticking out of the side of her head. Yeah. Yeah, fucking your buddy, Frank Henenlotter, totally ripped this off from Imprint.
For bad biology?
Yeah, or just like the whole twin thing for...
Oh, okay. For I see.
Mm-hmm.
He took some of those fucking synchronicity pills or whatever the fucking time traveled.
Exactly.
Synchronic, whatever the fuck.
I don't know.
Number 5, Joe.
Pick Me Up. It's the dueling serial killers. Not good, but fuck. Better than the rest of this shit I listed.
Oh, I have Dear Woman. What can you say? They say in the thing, hey, don't worry. Nothing has to make sense, so fuck it.
Fuck, you know, as we're going through this list and just listing them off, fuck, they suck. Damn.
Yeah, there wasn't one that was just like, that was fucking awesome. I think even my number one is just like, yeah, it's pretty good. I'll watch it again, but it's not like, fuck, your master's a whore. So what are we on? Number 3? 4.
Oh,
no, 4.
I have Jennifer. Just, you know, this, again, not good, but it's disturbing because this guy wanted to fuck a dog.
What is it, are you petting a dog now? What are we on, number 4, Joe?
Yes, number 4.
Okay, well, my number 4 is Sick Girl. It's got the monster. I appreciate the nostalgia because it's so of its time and all that, but I might watch it again. Oh, I forgot to say this. I decided to pull it from the for sale bin just to have a little thing there just so I can see that DVD and do the fucking motherfucker. Number 3. This is our top 3. Like, there is a top 3.
Top 3. I've got, at number 3, Incident on and off a mountain road. Got old Moonface, who looks okay. But this whole fucking chase with this girl, like, setting these stupid little traps, not good. Not fucking good.
So when you say traps.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like the muscles on the shoulder to the neck?
Yes, yes.
Ah, I see. She lays those?
Always, always be observant.
Ah, yes. And don't get futzed in the bungee hole.
You don't want that. On or off a mountain road, you don't want that.
Well, I have the one that I co-starred in. if the last 15 minutes weren't so batshit crazy, it would definitely be a lot lower. But I have My Buddy's Tale, Hackle, and the story of me murdering my dog over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then I just watch people fuck, and that's the end. Oh, it's a good thing George Romero was acknowledged in this one. Thinking you're going to slide away and get off scot-free. Mm-mm. You neither, Mr. Barhaka.
You got touched by it. You got touched.
Ooh, number 2.
Imprint. I thought he took more chances with this shit and did what these so-called fucking horror directors were afraid to do. And that's why it's this high. It's not good. Billy Drago, fuck. You are the fucking worst actor ever. Imprint, number 2.
My number 2, Incident on and off a mountain road with old Buddy and Moonface. I think if they would have stretched this out to feature length and gave a little bit more information on Moonface and why he was building this Scarecrow family.
Stick a little closer to the story, yeah.
But, you know, it's all right. It's about as good as you're going to get.
That's a bright-ass moon to shine through those fucking scarecrows.
And he was the first one to have a silver grill, so that was cool. Good for him. Oh, no, that guy from 007. Son of a bitch. Number one. Here it is.
Yeah, I still stick with Dreams of the Witch House. It's not good. It's the best of these, is what it is. As a Lovecraft adaptation, it's decent. As a Stugo work, it's not his best.
Oh, but for Masters of Horror, it's number one. For
Masters of Horror, it's my number one, yes.
Would you ever watch it again?
Maybe in like 8 to 10 years.
Like you're going to live that long.
No, I won't. But it's like, if I do, it's like, hey, let me watch that. The Stugo episode.
That's what killed you.
The Rat Man.
And then someone misunderstands you and they put on Ninja Turtles and you die watching that.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I just don't get the fucking Ninja Turtles fandom, but fucking that's we'll say that racist. For another episode.
I can't wait when we do our all the Ninja Turtle movies.
That's not horror.
Well, my number one's going to come as no surprise. It's no the one I said surprise. Would be number one. But it does come with fries. And that is Pick Me Up, the one with the dueling serial killers. What do you do? Okay. Well, that's it. So, Joe, the time has come to let me know where... what we're doing next.
Tom, I came across a box set that I didn't remember I had. It was the Species. Not Species. What the fuck is it?
Subspecies?
No. Shit.
The one God with damn it, Joe.
Damn it. Natasha Henstridge is in it.
Yeah, that's Species.
Yeah, that one. There's three movies in the set.
That sucks. I just sold these recently because they suck. I don't want to buy this shit again. Oh, God damn it. All right, so Species 1 next week, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me look this up, make sure I'm thinking of the same one.
With the H.R. Giger lady alien?
Yes.
Yes, that's Species.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, well, they get worse. Well, that's fine. And we could play Let's Pretend You're Natasha Henstridge.
Does she have an accent?
No, it's a game where I close my eyes and then you whack me off and I pretend that you're Natasha Henstridge. It's from an old South Park VHS.
Oh, I'm not a fan of South Park, and I think that's established that I'm never sharing a hotel room with you again.
Yeah, no, so. It's a very old callback to a South Park VHS. Okay, so that sucks, but fine.
Hey, Tom, you read Spider-Man's, don't you?
I might have.
Take us through Amazing Spider-Man issue 52 while I get some more apple cider.
Okay, if I read this one, It starts out with Jerklin getting muscled on by Kingpin, and he says, "You fuck, I told you to quit talking about the crime in the papers. Now I'm going to stick Spider-Man up your ass and kill you both in one fail swoop." And I think it's another thing where something fills up with water again, I think. But, yeah, other than that, I don't know. I think they get away and everyone lives happily ever after.
Yeah, the
Mickey DeMeo's back on the ink, so that's
good. Yeah, you're right. The Kingpin of Crime puts them in a death trap that he just happens to have, like, a tubular room that will fill up with water. But Spider-Man's, if you remember last issue, he was knocked out by the gas in Kingpin's tie pin. But he wakes up in time, breaks out, and then they've got to fight their way out. And our old pal Foswell, who had turned back to crime, he gets shot in the melee of all this. So we've lost a major character.
But we gained another major character. Finally, in one of these Spider-Man books, they decided to draw a black person. Happy Black History Month, everybody. Randy Robertson showed up.
He has, what do they call him? City street reporter or city editor or something? They give him some
title. They call
him
Slick Willie Johnson.
He's the one that plays the blues for the Bugle. and yeah, they throw a party because Flash is back from basic training. I don't think he actually went to the fucking army. I think he just got this police uniform and came back and, like, wants to try to get laid. Oh, yeah, I kicked all the Vietnams out. No, like, you'd be in Vietnam right now, you motherfucker, suffering and whatever. But
I mean, it's suspect because he has his legs.
Right. This is some pretty fucked up shit Flash is pulling. But Spider-Man's, he fights the Kingpin, but the Kingpin's like, "Hey, fuck it, I got this secret escape route," and he's out of it. You know, he's got,
and then he crawls into his own ass and goes, beep, and teleports away.
Yeah. Again, we have an inker that I've never heard of this dude, and the inks on this are really shitty. Makes the art look
Mickey
really
DeMeo. Good. He's been doing it.
No, it wasn't Mickey DeMeo last issue.
And this one, he's back.
Well, fuck him. He sucks. But I don't know. We're going to step away from all this shit next time because we got a Spider-Man anal coming up.
Oh, do we?
We do. And I think
what is it, 4 or 3?
4. And we're going to have a special guest star in this one. Things are going to get quite hot.
Oh, shit. Hopefully Miss Lyon's in it.
Oh!
If I had a Miss Lyon, I'd name her Jennifer and fuck her.
And fuck her.
Oh, shit. So, what? Our real list now?
Yes.
Hey, I don't have a title for this yet. You just want to give me a title?
The Top 10.
I mean, a title for the episode. You drunk fuck with your glasses on crooked?
I sat on them, so they're all fucked up.
Better you than me.
Yeah. The title for this episode... we're done masturbating.
For now. And drinking. Mm-hmm. Except you. Because we heard that can. So, this list is movies that start with the word the, or the, if you're an asshole. Joe, do you have any honorable mentions?
I do, Tom. I have the, because I'm an asshole, Incredibles. the animated classic about superheroes, probably the best superhero movie ever made. And then I have The Howling, which may be the best werewolf movie ever made.
Is it called The Howling? I thought it was just called Howling.
It is called The Howling.
Okay, because I wanted to put number two on this list, and The was not on the Blu-ray box. It was just Howling 2.
Yeah, the rest of them don't have The in the title. Okay.
I'll believe you.
Then I have The Ring.
Goo.
The American remake of the movie Ringu, which doesn't have The in the title.
Ah.
Japanese don't say The, they say something else.
Chibibi.
Yeah. What's up? Then I have The Blair Witch Project.
The new one?
No, I haven't seen the new one. And then I have The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And those are my The honorable mentions.
Well, I have The Executioner. Wait, no, I mean The Exterminator. My bad, dog. The Exterminator. Then I have The Millennium Bug. And then I have... You okay? And then I have The Taint. It's in between the balls and the anals. And then I have...
We're fucking movies here?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Or just things you like.
Things I lick, yes. And then we have The Hurricane Heist, which is a horrible movie, but oh, is it a great one to drink and laugh at how bad it is. And then I have the Phyllis Diller classic, The Boneyard.
Rest in peace, Phyllis.
Sitting in the ghetto, number 10.
The Sandlot. The baseball classic.
Because all those children...
And you mentioned Hercules earlier, so yes, Hercules.
Oh, you're back to the dog fucking. I see. I have The Dead Next Door. Right, nod your head in approval. Number 9.
The Red Violin. You haven't seen it? Fucking watch it.
I have The Halloween Tree.
That's a pretty good Ray Bradbury.
Thank you. Okay. I've got this story. Number 8.
The Witch.
I have The Weird World of Blowfly, a great documentary if you have not seen it.
I have not.
It's good. I got a signed copy I'll let you borrow.
I need to watch that.
Number 7.
The Burbs, starring guy that's been part of our discussion.
Enough of him. Years,
but we won't mention his name. But The Burbs.
Guy. Just please, something's happening. I can attach my name to what? Have you been fucking 7 forever?
That happened to me too.
Oh shit, Courtney, are you here? Number 7. Oh, that was it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Burbs.
I have another documentary. The Aristocrats. If you've never seen it and you just like filth vulgarity for the sake of being vulgar and filthy, check it out. It is pretty funny.
I gotta sell that one. I gotta find that one. I might get rid of it. It's good for a watch. It's good for one watch, and then why watch it again?
Make sure to switch it out, though, because it comes in a white DVD case. Mm. Ooh, it comes. Number 6, At Night.
The Iron Giant.
Mm.
It's about a big robot.
I have the Rosie O'Donnell biopic, The Blob.
That bitch.
Oh, Joe, she's wonderful. Number 5.
The Ninth Gate.
I have
5.
The Larry Cohen classic, The Stuff. You can't get enough, you know, until you do, and then you get an upset tummy. Number 4.
The action modern classic, The Raid. Fuck, this movie's badass.
I have the movie named after your typical average Italian husband, and this is The Greasy Strangler. Number 3.
I have The Planet of the Apes. We'll never forget you, Harambe.
How dare you?
Dicks out.
I have, trying to think of the fucking guy's name, the Marty McFly classic, The Frighteners. Sorry, H.P. Lovecraft's The Frighteners.
There you go.
Number 2.
I have The Devil's Backbone. Yeah, baby.
What was his name? Peely! No, Cindy or some shit.
Cindy?
Oh, sorry, Cindy. Santi. The bear. Santi, there you go. He wasn't Yogi's main squeeze.
Mm-mm.
Number 2.
The skeleton, like, superimposed on his face.
Oh, Mios Dios!
Yeah, and that blood that's just pouring out of his head and floating and everything. That looks just cool.
Smoking. I have The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I think I mentioned one earlier. No, honestly.
This is part 2.
Oh, man.
Number 1.
The Thing.
Mm.
John Carpenter. Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you for mentioning me. You know, Joe, I have my own podcast. Sorry. Lost our connection there.
Didn't even hear the phone ring.
Yep.
Well, my number one comes as no subscribe.
No Suspiria.
And that is The Human Tornado. All right. So, again, Joe, what are we doing next week?
Next week, we're going to be doing our top 10 movies about television.
What?
Movies about TV.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Did they make a fucking movie about the guy who would fucking run Sony? Or?
Yeah, movies about TV. You can figure it out.
We already did a fucking television shows that had movies. So that won't work if you're going to start listing those. This is going to have to be movies about people going out and buying TVs.
Movies about TV. Like Poltergeist. The TV is a big fucking factor in the movie.
Movies featuring TVs, pretty much any movie ever.
Focused on TVs. You know, remote control. You know, shit like that.
Movies focusing sucks too. Oh, this is going to be hard. How are we going to look at our DVD show?
You're already hard just thinking about this.
No, it's just because I have a blood clot in my leg from a botched ablation.
How far did they stick that wire? Fuck.
I'm telling you, a little bit below the knee, all the way up to the dick. Not the tip of it, at the base. Otherwise, they wouldn't have to stick shit. They just have to scoop it off the floor.
That's fucking
hey,
sick,
everybody.
Man.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hopefully the audio will be back next week, but Lisa came through and we got it working. So thanks again. Joe, hey, thank you. I'm glad we're done with Masters of Horror.
Honestly.
And I'm definitely glad that you didn't say, hey, we're continuing.
Cause after no, I think we need a break. Maybe we'll come back to this after Species. That's up to you.
Yeah, that's going to be a no. I'll try and find something, you know. I threw a couple from the list out there, and no one could agree on anything.
Hey, fuck them. Fuck the three people. Three people talk, and nobody could decide. That's like, you know, three people. You can't fucking break a tie with three people.
I mean, there was a couple. I shared the post to my page, and I mean, there was like some likes. It's just like, no, don't like it. Say yes or no.
Say something, you fucks.
So out of this handful of people, we didn't get two no's. We didn't get two yeses. We got like one of each of everything.
Yeah, I saw that. Keep going, bros. And they're like, nah, fuck it.
Oh, that cancels that out. Oh, well, anyways, head on over to dwnproductions.net. Buy something if you want. It'll be a minute. After that very late night phone call, I'm booked up through looking like through Halloween.
He's got that baseball design coming up, you know, getting ready for the boys of summer. Fuck yeah. So, and after that, go to fastcustomshirts.com and just get some shirts. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, hey, we'll see you back next week when we, what are we going to call it?
I don't know. We'll figure that out next week.
All right. Boy Gab.
Tom Martino says that I am to call you T-Shirt Joe. That's the only name I have for you. My name is Niles, the butler from The Nanny. How are you, T-Shirt Joe? It is a pleasure to speak to you. And I'm doing so because Tom Martino got in touch with me and told me you were a big fan of The Nanny and that you might enjoy a message from your favorite butler. So here I am. If you hear some grinding sounds in the background, it's not Miss Babcock. We're digging our way out of 2 feet of snow. And I don't know that somehow the snowplow sounds almost the same as she does snoring. But at any rate, if you hear it, in the background, that's what it is. We've had this nor'easter. I don't know where you live, but where I live. Well, my car has been buried for 3 days now, and so I'm stuck at home even more than I usually am. I've been in this apartment in upstate New York, where I live, in 6 weeks it'll be one solid year, locked down, and so I've gotten a bit bored, and I get requests from people on Cameo all the time to say rude things about Miss Babcock. So I've been writing new material, or at least trying to come up with new stupid things to say about her. Here's an example. I've decided that if we were still in production and she were, she would be locked down, and when she can't go shopping, she gets depressed, and when she's depressed, she eats. And so she's been putting on a few pounds, and I've been saying things to her like, My dear, the last time I saw something as heavy as you, it was in a field grazing. If you get any heavier, you'll have your own zip code. You got out of the tub the other night, and the tub had stretch marks. You got on the scale, and a message popped up that said, one at a time, please. Ah, yes. I walked into the kitchen the other night, and you were putting mayonnaise on an aspirin. What is that, a hunger headache? You see, T-shirt Joe, I've been a little bored, and so I've been coming up with crap like that. But the real message of this little message is something that I'm not sure is even appropriate for me to say, but your friend Tom Martino is concerned about you. He says you've been hitting the sauce a little too hard. I have some experience with that myself, and I have to tell you, T-shirt, you are doing harm to yourself, and you are doing harm to people who love you. And so, for your sake and for theirs, take it a little easy. I know, as a recovering person, that you'll be happier. There's always some cause that has to do with some kind of a disappointment, and we need to get to the root causes of these things, and work on ourselves, get some help if you need to, but your friends love you and care about you. I don't know you, but I care about you, just as a fellow tippler. It's been tough during this lockdown to stay, off the sauce, but I've done it. And so I just wanted to put in my two cents because I was asked to. I hope you're not offended. Take care of yourself, my friend, and in the new year, I wish you peace and joy, but most of all, health. So take care, T-shirt Joe. Bye-bye.